This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to cast doubt on the integrity of the national election by expressing concern about potential fraud with mail-in ballots, a scenario that many officials say is being vastly overblown. Trump told reporters Thursday on the White House South Lawn that he's not sure this year's election can be fair.
We want to make sure the election is honest, and I'm not sure that it can be. I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody.
Trump has repeatedly expressed concern about plans by a number of states, including California, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, to automatically dispatch mail-in ballots to all state residents for the election. Congressional leaders from both parties are pushing back against the notion that there might not be a peaceful transition of power if President Trump loses the election in November. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, "The winner in November will be inaugurated in January." North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis was asked, "What if there is not a peaceful transition?"
That's a hypothetical. It's not going to happen, but it's a great news story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats aren't panicking over this.
We have a president of the United States who wants to discredit people's vote. Really? Really? What would our founders think?
At the White House,
the president will accept the results of a free and fair election.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Democrats are those doubting results in November.
And then you have that beautiful quote from Hillary Clinton that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstance.
President Trump has baselessly claimed widespread mail voting will lead to massive fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was arrested Thursday for taking part in a protest at the height of the city's pro-democracy unrest last year, but he vowed to continue resisting China's crackdown on dissent. Wong was arrested for unlawful assembly over a 2019 demonstration against a government ban on face masks that was imposed before the coronavirus pandemic. The arrest of the territory's most high-profile dissident is the latest in a string of arrests of government critics and comes after China imposed a sweeping new national security law on Hong Kong in late June. Later Thursday, the European Union criticized the move, saying it was the latest in a troubling series of arrests of pro-democracy activists since the summer. EU health officials urged members Thursday to act decisively to put in place measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus and a potential surge in cases like the one earlier this year that prompted widespread lockdowns. EU Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides says in some member states, the coronavirus situation is worse now than during the peak in March.
This is a real cause for concern. What this means, to be very clear, is that the control measures taken have simply not been effective enough or not being enforced or followed as they should have been.
Kyriakides urged member states to act fast to control the new wave of COVID-19 infections if they want to avoid a repeat of the lockdowns. Britain is planning to host clinical trials where volunteers are deliberately infected with the new coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccine candidates. Reuters' Francis McGuire has more.
Britain confirmed it was working with partners on potentially hosting trials, but did not comment on any specific plan. One pharma company, Open Orphan, confirmed Thursday that it is in advanced negotiations with the UK government for a challenge study. There are still hurdles to overcome before any trial can happen, as regulators would need to give their approval. Two of the world's leading drug makers, AstraZeneca and Sanofi, said their vaccine candidates were not involved in the program.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. The number of people seeking unemployment aid rose slightly in the United States last week to 870,000, an historically high figure that shows that many businesses are still being affected by the coronavirus 6 months after it first erupted. Wall Street rallied in a rocky session on Thursday with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. Hits.